Welcome to Walking with Jesus, a devotional journey through books of the Bible from Forest Hill Presbyterian Church. I'm Jason Van Bemmel. Continuing in the book of Hebrews, we're transitioning from chapter 10 to chapter 11 today, day 38, asking this question, what is true faith? What is true faith? And why is it important? Hebrews 10:39-11:3 is our scripture reading. But we are not of those who shrink back and are destroyed, but of those who have faith and preserve their souls. Now, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. For by it the people of old received their commendation. By faith we understand that the universe was created by the Word of God, so that what is seen was not made out of things that are visible. Again, that's Hebrews 10:39-11:3 in the English Standard Version. Have you ever been quoted out of context? You know, quoted in such a way that it made it sound like what you said was much different than what you actually meant? Well, I've had this experience personally, and trust me, it's not fun. Sadly, even the best Christians are sometimes guilty of doing this with the Bible. And part of it's the way our Bibles are structured. You see, one of the most helpful features of our Bibles is the fact that they're divided up into chapters and verses. It makes it very easy for us to teach the Bible and discuss the Bible because we can easily turn to any section of Scripture together. But what is a helpful feature can also become a hindrance, because sometimes we forget that what's said at the beginning of a chapter needs to be connected to what was said at the end of the previous chapter in order for us to understand its full meaning. I can't tell you how many times I've heard Hebrews 11:1 quoted as a definition of faith. It's a good verse to quote for that reason, because it gives us a nice, concise definition of faith, right? The assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. But in isolation, that definition can sound a bit abstract, a bit academic. Hebrews 11:1 begins with the word now, which actually makes a strong connection to what was said immediately before it. In other words, Hebrews 11:1 is being said in the context of Hebrews 10:39 as a follow-up explanation of that last verse of chapter 10. When we remove Hebrews 11:1, from 10:39, what we miss is the urgency of this definition of faith. We miss the importance of why saving faith is so vital to understand and have. Because the opposite of having faith is shrinking back and being destroyed. The opposite of trusting God for what we cannot see is abandoning God, rejecting Christ, and suffering judgment. This context gives the issue of faith a strong relevance for our lives, something that is very far from being abstract or academic. So what does it mean to have faith? Well, it is to have assurance and conviction. Literally, it's the substance and the proof of what God has promised. Faith is absolutely convinced of the reality of that which is physically unseen, but has been revealed by God in His Word. Faith looks at the world around us, the world in which we live, and knows that it did not create itself. God spoke the universe into being, out of nothing, by the word of His power. People sometimes ask me for proof of God's existence, and I sometimes reply, look around you. You live in the midst of the proof. Look at yourself. You are the living proof. You see, people who can look at the sunset or the stars, the human hand or heart, a butterfly on a flower, or a dolphin playing in the ocean and not see God are blind. They're lacking faith. Logic and evidence won't convince them. They need eyes to see. Faith is having eyes to see, and it's a gift of God. Faith says to God, I believe, because it knows. It has assurance and conviction. Jesus is both the object of our faith and the giver of our faith, as Hebrews will go on to say in chapter 12. Faith does not shrink back, because faith is fully convinced and assured that what God has said is true. It's more true than what my eyes can see. It's more true than what the world tells me, and it's more true than what my own flesh desires. Faith says simply, clearly, and confidently, let God be true and every man a liar.